Hey Austin, it's Cecily, and here's what's happening in entertainment. Remember how Taylor Swift used to write a song about every guy she ever dated? Jake Gyllenhaal, John Mayer, Harry Styles, so many more. Well, Joe Jonas was one of them too, and Taylor recently apologized for publicly calling him out after breaking up with her via the phone. Girl, I had a guy break up with me via text emojis. It was like dancing lady, frowny face, waving goodbye, man. No joke. And let's check in on Tracy Morgan. You may remember a few years ago, he almost died after a Walmart truck crashed into his tour bus. Now, years later, just recently, he bought himself a $2 million Bugatti, and within minutes of leaving the lot, another car crashed into him. He's okay, though shaken, understandably. Some witnesses say it was not Tracy's fault. The picture looks like it wasn't his fault, though the lady he crashed with says it is. She also says she didn't recognize him and didn't understand why everyone was taking pictures. That's a double blow. Like, hey, sorry we crashed. And also, who are you? I love Tracy. I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad everyone's okay. And there's still buzz on this 90210 remake where the actors play themselves. First, a bunch of writers quit, allegedly due to mostly Tori Spelling's demands and Shannon Doherty's all-around unpleasantness. And there was some talk Megan Fox would join the cast as she's Brian Austin Green's real-life lover. I've worked with Brian. Actually, he's very funny and nice. Anyway, the new news is that some of the women from the show posted bikini pics, and there were some online trolls saying mean things. Well, Tori's husband, Dean, rightfully didn't like that and wrote, quote, "Let's see what you trolls look like, you cowards. I think the women looked great, and everyone should just go have a drink at the Peach Pit. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler."